Welcome to today's Green Hour. It's our 136th episode as we continue to talk about all things green here in South Africa. It is the National Conversation on Energy Efficiency brought to you by Specsavers and the South African Association of Energy Efficiency. And we're talking local today, and particularly exciting project happening out at Kucha, our growing new port, which seems to be expanding each and every time I drive past. And to tell us a little bit more about an exciting initiative there, we've got the Investment Promotions Manager, Vuyo Tida, joining us in studio. Vuyo, it's lovely to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
No, it's indeed a pleasure to be here with you, and good morning to your listeners.
Vuyo, Kucha looks like it's growing leaps and bounds every time we drive past there. We're seeing more manufacturing going on. How's the year started for you guys?
We've had quite a busy year, and as you can see, even last year was quite busy. Mm. There's been a lot of construction projects right on the highway, and this has been a result of all the years of marketing and selling, because the IDZ is over about 11 years now, and there's been less activity in the last few years, but it's growing at the moment.
Yes.
It's also a result of market-seeking investors who see Africa as a growing platform.
Wow. Wonderful. I see the harbour's looking busier, bigger ships coming in there as well. And there does seem to be an energy focus as well.
Yes, definitely. For us, a couple of years ago, when government was part of the signatories to the Kyoto Protocol to try and look at reduction of carbon emissions, South Africa is one of the signatories. And for us as a government agency, it's important to try and assist government to drive some of those objectives.
Wonderful.
So we adopted our own renewable energy strategy in trying to meet government halfway.
Lovely.
So to speak.
And you're looking at energy saving initiatives, not only at your main big head office, but sort of as an ethos in all the companies that are coming to be part of Kucha.
Yes, definitely. We are currently looking at off-grid solutions, one of them on the cards at the moment being solar PV panels, rooftop to be specific. We're looking at having that for our own owned buildings in the IDZ, to have that for investors.
Lovely.
To try and bring about efficiency in terms of cost, as well as looking at providing clean energy.
Wonderful. Well. And one of the exciting new initiatives I noticed driving past recently, it's been in the papers as well, is the array of solar panels next to the big Kucha headquarters as well. When did this go up?
This was actually commissioned in December 2014, so we're very happy and excited about that, because for us it was a test case to see if we can actually have something of this nature in the IDZ, and we're very happy about it. Actually, it's given us the impetus and excitement to actually roll.
And did it all start because you wanted to showcase the headquarters as first and then go from there?
Yes, we wanted to show and sort of be the example to say that, okay, if we want to drive renewable energy, we have to do something ourselves before we can try and convince the investors.
Absolutely.
That we can deliver.
And how's it been received, even by the staff? Because it's sort of, it needs a bit of change of mindset, this whole clean, green energy thing.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, when it started, when it was still construction, people were a bit confused about what was happening, because it was a new concept.
Yes.
But they've received it very well. We've had quite a lot of people inquiring about it, people excited about it. Actually, people wanting to know if this can be rolled out in their own households.
Wonderful.
So we've received quite good feedback on that one.
That is wonderful. Just tell us a little bit about the installation. How big is it, panels-wise and all of that?
Okay, the output of the installation is about 48 kilowatts.
That's a big one.
It's a big one, and installed on an area of 1,300 square meters. It's about 860 panels, so that's quite a lot of panels.
Mm.
And the technology that's used is a thin film technology, so it's different to the normal blue PV panels that we have around. So
yeah,
we also wanted to showcase and test that case in South Africa.
Lovely.
And we're excited that it's feeding into our building at the moment.
Wonderful. Directly into your building. Lovely.
Directly into our building. So we're excited and
Excellent.
Happy about that.
Vuyo, you know, we've seen some billboards, and we've seen headlines in newspapers around the country of we're the emerging renewable energy capital or center of South Africa. And if we think about wind farms on our doorsteps, solar panels here, you know, all of this happening in this region, is this really the sense that it's true?
Yes, definitely, it's true. And if you take a look, Port Elizabeth is quite a windy city, but not as bad as Cape Town. But it's a good
Absolutely.
Thing in this sense, because now we can leverage on the amount of wind we have. And of interest to us as well as IDZ is the manufacturing component. of it, because for us, we would like to drive local content and to have manufacturing to create jobs in the region.
Excellent.
So yes, there's a spin-off for us as well.
I see questions is coming on the SMS line. I know we wanted to avoid these kind of questions about moving the harbours from one harbours to the others. We're not really going to talk about that now, but I think the point is that Cooke is growing rapidly. And we need to all be speaking well of it. This is certainly the future for this region. Mm. You're creating jobs, you're creating opportunities. We're seeing a lot of investment in this area.
In this area, definitely. And I think for us, we've got a very big drive to try and improve the economy. We're trying to make sure we create these pockets of investment that are beneficial and sustainable for the
Wonderful.
PE region. It's been a pleasure.